It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. Yesterday, I told you that Ukraine has been forced to pull the U.S.-made and supplied M1A1 battle tank, the Abrams main battle tank, off the front lines because they've proven to be vulnerable to relatively cheap Russian kamikaze drones. Turns out the same holds true for the German Leopard 2 and the British Challenger tanks that were supplied to Ukraine. It was reported in January that nearly all of the 18 Leopard tanks supplied by Germany to Ukraine were either destroyed or broken. Well, to that end, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius and his French counterpart Sébastien Lecornu announced on Friday the two countries are going to collaborate on developing a new next-generation battle tank to replace the Leopard 2. That this should land on modern battlefields in the late 2030s or early 2040s, which means drones control the front lines for at least the next 15 years. And according to Pistorius, this battle tank will likewise be a drone. It will be equipped with artificial intelligence and not require human pilots. If the AI is autonomous, we're actually witnessing lethal autonomous weapons systems in the form of main battle tanks now being openly developed and readied for battle sometime in the next 15 to 20 years. What can possibly go wrong? It also means that, again, drones will control the battlefields probably until then. Meanwhile, a military analyst looking at the situation on the ground in Ukraine has come up with 5 main challenges that Ukraine faces that he says are unsolvable, and I think he's right about this. Number one, Russia's military-industrial complex continues to outproduce NATO's. Russia is making bombs, drones, bullets faster than NATO. Here in the United States, we farmed out much of our machining and manufacturing capacity to foreign nations who may not share our foreign policy objectives. Number two, Ukraine is simply running out of men. And number three, less equipment and fewer men means difficulty building new defenses. They don't have lines of defense behind the front lines, which increases the probability of a Russian breakthrough on the battlefield this summer. Number four, political instability, which may ramp up after Zelensky's term officially expires May 21st. But, of course, since he canceled the presidential election, instability. And number five, Ukraine continues thinking it knows better than Washington, D.C., Washington Post ran a two-part post-mortem on the failed counteroffensive last summer and concluded that one of the main reasons it flopped was because Ukraine refused to take advice from the Pentagon. This problem attributable to Zelensky. Most recently, it took the form of Zelensky, Ukraine's president, ordering his forces to attack Russian energy infrastructure, contrary to U.S. advice, at the expense of more tactically significant targets. Ironically, the same error made by Adolf Hitler in World War II, where he decided to have the Luftwaffe bomb civilian centers, thinking the psychological impact would help him win the war, instead of bombing the Royal Air Force operating fields, which might actually have won the war for Germany before the United States got involved. Moving on, topic number four, Biden's walkers. The presidential election is still more than 6 months out, but President Biden's handlers are becoming more and more concerned with the visuals of the president shuffling across the White House lawn toward Marine One, his mental and physical decline becoming more and more apparent. We've seen the little scripted cards like, "You take your seat, call on this reporter who will ask this, answer this." But the visuals of the president's stumbling, shuffling gait, the visuals of the president falling up the stairs leading into Air Force One, they're trying to protect him from that by having groups of people, White House staff members, walk with him and usually between the president and the cameras on the White House lawn. Seriously, this is according to a report in Axios, which I point out is a left-leaning news site, not Fox News, not another right-wing conservative site like Newsmax or Real America's Voice or WorldNet Daily or anything like that. This is the White House actually trying to act as visual screeners so that the American public, in seeing the president, won't notice the fact that he walks like the old man that he is. I will say again, Joe Biden should have been allowed to retire years ago. Topic number three, digital currency. The top Democrat in the U.S. House Financial Services Committee tells Bloomberg News that a stablecoin bill could be ready soon. A stablecoin is a digital currency that is either backed by something, gold, silver, basket of commodities, or pegged to the value of something like the U.S. dollar. The top Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee is Representative Maxine Waters. Well, if Maxine Waters says it's okay, then it's probably fine. Waters and House Financial Services Committee Chairman Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, have been negotiating on this for nearly 2 years. They reportedly met with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get this bill moved forward by attaching it to a must-pass Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill that'll be voted on in May. That's how they do it in Congress. You attach something you want to pass to something that has to pass. That's how the sausage gets made. Anyway, last week in the Senate, Senators Cynthia Lummis, Republican of Wyoming, and Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York introduced a new stablecoin bill proposing a ban on algorithmic stablecoins and requiring tokens of issuers of stablecoin to be fully backed by reserve assets. Again, either a basket of currencies, commodities, or physical assets of some kind. Waters said the bill that she and McHenry are working on has had input from the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, the Treasury Department, and the White House. Let's just say that has our spidey sense tingling. And that leads to topic number two, which is debanking Christians. A group of 15 financial officials from 13 states sent a notice to the Bank of America about 2 weeks ago, raising concerns about BOA's debanking of Christians. In April of last year, Bank of America shut down the account of Indigenous Advance Ministries, which partners with groups in Uganda to provide care and education for orphans and at-risk children. The bank closed accounts of a Memphis church which donated to the organization and provided vague reasons for closing the accounts, claiming that the organization's activities exceeded the institution's risk tolerance and that it no longer wanted to serve that business type. In 2020, the bank closed the account of the Timothy II Project, which trains pastors in more than 65 nations, again, claiming it's not a business type it chooses to service. They also froze the accounts of author Lance Wallnau, alleging that he was suspected of money laundering, but provided no evidence of that accusation. They eventually unfroze the accounts, but forced him to answer a series of very invasive questions. This is a big deal because the Bank of America is the second largest bank in the United States and receives a host of federal subsidies. It should be required by law to provide equal access to the marketplace. This is a growing concern as we're seeing conservatives and Christians being debanked for vague reasons. And with digital banking becoming more and more the norm, where you don't have your hand on physical money, you actually need to go through a system controlled by the banks to buy or sell. Doesn't take a lot of imagination to see how this will ultimately lead to the mark of the beast. Coming up, bad bananas. I mean, like, really, really bad bananas. That's next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these new works in the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer. This amazing offer includes Nearing Midnight as it was in the days of Lot by the legendary Terry James, that explores in detail through the prism of God's Word the potential for nuclear war to break out at any moment. How the entire world is facing the imminency of a dictatorial digital monetary system. Why Mother Earth worship in the form of climate change insanity is being forced upon humanity. How the entities of Ephesians 6:12 will establish control through a new world order, and the blessed hope believers have in the return of the Messiah. Also included in this special offer is Jonathan Brentner's Hereafter, It's Far Better Than You Can Imagine. This beautifully written new masterpiece will forever change the way that you view the afterlife. You will experience the anticipation of the jubilant reunion and celebrations in heaven that believers will partake in after this current life. Broaden your understanding of heaven and the start of eternity. You'll also learn the answers to difficult questions like, how will we experience and perceive time once in heaven? What will our emotions be like? What will our heavenly bodies be like? Will we have supernatural powers? And so much more. But we're just getting started. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's best-selling book, Triumph of the Redeemed. In this fascinating work, Jonathan helps you grasp onto the eternal perspective during life's perilous circumstances, the new earth, and so much more. This incredible offer also includes The Coming Judgments on DVD, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpets, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $90. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this exclusive offer. You can also visit us at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer right now.
Item number one today, the obvious joke here is that this story is bananas, but we'll just throw that out there and leave that. Yes, it is a dad joke, I suppose. A protester in the so-called liberated zone at UCLA. This is one of the many locations on campuses across the country that are declaring themselves autonomous, similar to the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle back in 2020. You know, we wall off an area, we declare we're now autonomous. Okay, good. Let's see you get, you know, running water and power in there. We'll set up checkpoints and start checking for visas to enter the United States. How does that? Of course, that's not going to happen. Anyway, they posted notices that apparently somebody protesting at the campus of UCLA, again in support of Hamas, has a potentially fatal allergy to bananas. No proof of this, just the assertion that somebody there in the liberated zone may be allergic to bananas. And so they posted signs around the camp alerting people to keep bananas away from the zone. Of course, counter-protesters saw this and returned with bunches of the fruit. One of the protesters then posted to X, formerly Twitter, quote, "There was a protester in the liberated zone at UCLA with a potentially fatal banana allergy. Counter-protesters invaded the encampment and saw all the no bananas warnings. The next day they came back waving bananas like settlers waving machine guns." Yes, a grown person, allegedly an adult, actually posted this for all the world to see. Waving bananas like settlers waving machine guns. And there were people who were sympathetic to the person with the allergy, one posting, quote, "Do you know if the school has stepped in on this yet? This is vile," end quote. Oh, yes. Why won't UCLA enforce a non-existent rule against bananas in support of the protesters who are in violation of UCLA's rules against overnight camping? You can't make this stuff up. Well, the Defender Conference continues. This is a virtual conference featuring 24 presentations from world-class speakers like Tom Horn, his last presentation before he became ill last fall. Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallup's Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Ryan Peterson, Dr. Judd Burton, many others. You'll find the complete list of speakers at defenderconference.com. When you sign up, you get 90 days instant access to these presentations. And as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, based on Tom Horn's jaw-dropping book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Take advantage of this now. You essentially set the conference schedule. Watch what you choose to watch in the order you choose to watch it. DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we begin a series of interviews with Terry James and Jonathan Brentner, end times prophecy experts. What is coming and what happens between now and when we get there? Joe Artist Horn, Donna Howell, Sharon and I also on the panel for these discussions. The first is available right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always at the website. You'll also find it at our Roku and Apple TV channels. If you watch over the air on one of our partner Christian networks, you'll find the schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch all of our video content, including these daily news updates, at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. But better yet, get our free mobile app, because this bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, brings all of our content right into your smartphone or tablet. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can use Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to send it directly to your television wirelessly. It's also got some additional features that are not on the Roku or Apple TV versions of the app. Soon to come, by the way, a Fire TV version. We've got links to the app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. Get it, download it, and cancel-proof yourself. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.